Denodo Data Bytes. Hello everyone and welcome to the latest episode of the Denodo Data Bytes series. I'm your host Neha and today we are excited to welcome Kevin Bohan to the show. Kevin is Denodo's Director of Product Marketing, bringing deep insights into the latest developments in data management. In this episode, we're diving into unlocking business agility with Agora, Denodo's cloud service. Join us as we explore how Agora brings the power of the Denodo platform to the cloud. We also discuss its flexible managed approach and hear from Kevin on how Agora is unlocking new possibilities for business growth. Whether you're a data professional, a technology enthusiast, or curious about cloud solutions, this episode is packed with insights you wouldn't want to miss. Welcome to the show, Kevin. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. To kick things off, can you start by giving our listeners a quick overview of your role at Denodo before we start discussing about all the exciting things happening with Agora?
Sure, but let me first start by thanking you for having me. I'm excited to be on the show. So my role at Denodo covers a number of different areas. So I'm in product marketing, so I do a lot of work on the positioning and the messaging to make sure that our customers see the value in what Denodo is offering. But probably the most interesting part of my job is my interaction with the customers, working with customers to help them understand how they can best get the value from the Denodo technology. And also, quite frankly, I learn most of what I understand about our technology working with those customers, because you get to see firsthand how they're leveraging the technology within their environment to deliver value. So it's I really like the role I have because it does give me that opportunity to work closely with the customers.
That's very exciting. And yes, I definitely agree that like the best way to understand our tool is to see how it's being utilized across different industries. So I would definitely agree to that. So, you know, like jumping right into our conversation today, we recently launched Agora. So I know there's a lot of excitement happening around the product. So with this recent launch, can you provide a quick overview of what this new offering is?
Sure. So real simple. Agora is Denodo's cloud service. So what I mean by that is it is the same technology, the same product as Denodo 9. It has all the same capabilities. Customers can use it in the same way that they've been traditionally using, you know, whether they're deploying it within their own cloud environment or within their on-premise environment. But it's a fully managed cloud service. And what this really does is it just gives more flexibility to customers in where they want to run the software. It also gives them flexibility in how they want to consume the technology, because now we've added a consumption-based pricing model, and that's in addition to what we've already had in place around, you know, traditional purchasing of the technology or subscriptions. And it also gives the customers flexibility in scaling up and down. So if they have peak workloads, they can scale up to meet those demands and scale back down, tying back into the previous one on consumption-based pricing and stuff like that. So it is just yet another way for customers to get the value from the Denodo platform, offering all of the same capabilities, robust integration and management of your data and all that.
Awesome. That sounds really exciting. Since you mentioned like there are similar, robust capabilities as the Denodo platform, are there particular scenarios where Agora might be the preferred choice for businesses? What makes it stand apart?
That's a good question because, you know, while we're really excited about this new offering, it's not necessarily that in all cases you should go to Agora. We're not telling customers if they're running it, hey, move over. What it does is it offers that flexibility we talked about. And there are a number of use cases or patterns that we see emerging of where customers are saying, oh, maybe Agora makes more sense. And they start exploring it a little bit further to see if it's right for them. The first and the obvious one, based on what I was talking about just a minute ago, is those customers that have fluctuating demands. We have some customers that, you know, at the end of a month or at the end of the quarter, their data and analytics workloads spike significantly. And they don't necessarily want a license for that peak demand that they have for those particular periods, but they want to only pay for that peak when they're using that peak. So that fluctuating demand in data and analytics volumes is clearly an area where, you know, people say, oh, now I should explore further. What's the best approach for me? And Agora is very well likely to be that choice there. We also have customers that they're experimenting, they're innovating, they're trying to prototype a new way to market, a new product for market, or anything they're doing on that innovation front. And they don't necessarily want to make an upfront investment if it turns out that this, you know, this prototype that they're working on doesn't pan out. So what it does is it allows them to get started leveraging the platform, having, you know, easy access to all the data in the format they need and all the benefits that the Donoro platform offers. But it allows them to experiment when they prove value for that new, you know, go-to-market strategy or approach that they're going to do for improving operations or whatever the particular project is. If it shows that it's delivering business value, at that point, then they're willing to make that commitment and, you know, go through the normal licensing or the new models we have. So that's another good experience. Another area is sometimes, you know, there's a project where, you know, one particular group is looking to benefit from this, you know, data democratization or, you know, providing easier access to the information. But IT is already stretched working on a number of different things, trying to migrate from this, you know, old ERP system to the new one, or still in the process of moving data from on-premise platforms into the cloud and things like that. So with IT being stretched thin, they don't necessarily want to take on another project to have to manage and monitor the software, maintain it when new patches come out, or, you know, update the operating systems it's running on, all the things that are normally associated with the IT operations. They might be reluctant to do that. And that doesn't mean that those business units that are looking for this new technology has to necessarily sacrifice. So they can basically have Donoro manage the environment for them, and they focus on leveraging the data. So that's another area. And then there's just customers that prefer you know, a managed service as opposed to bringing the technology on premise. But it's probably because of one of those ones we've already spoken about. So, but those are probably the 3 to 4 areas where I see the trend with the customers that are, you know, early to adopting Agora, what their driver was.
Moving on to my next question. While it aligns closely with the Donoro platform's features, right, like our product, does Agora offer any unique benefits, especially in terms of like what value there is in it running as a fully managed cloud service?
Sure. So he touched upon it. Because it's the same code base and all that, the actual features, the things that we've been talking about for years, are all available within the Agora platform. What is unique about it being that fully managed service is Donoro takes care of the infrastructure and the operations. And what I mean by that is whether it's the compute, the storage, the networking, the backing up of that environment, providing patches and updates over time as those become available, proactively taking care of security and monitoring for availability, all of those things that take time from a customer's team in managing any software, not just you know, a Donoro deployment. Donoro will take care of that for the customer. And what that allows the customer to do is focus on using data to drive innovation, to improve operations, to identify potential risks or compliance issues. It allows them to focus on basically building the data models that's going to allow their business to get the most from the data. What they also will do is manage the access rights, the roles that the different users have. You know, that's not something we can determine. That's something that they determine. And also, as far as fine-tuning on certain performance scenarios, again, because it's scenarios that they will determine what's best in their environment, but we're taking care of most of the heavy lifting and they get to focus on leveraging the data. So that's a big value to them, even though generally speaking, other than, you know, the fact that we're managing it, all the features remain the same. The other thing that's important to mention is all of the data is maintained and stays within the control of the customer. We're not taking the approach that, you know, move your data into the Denodo environment and then we'll do these things for you. But what it is the data resides within your environment. When you tell us that you want to run a four-core instance, high availability, and you set the different parameters, we'll automatically deploy that with inside of your environment. And it's what we call the execution plane. And then the control plane where they go and manage and create the different data models and update those models or manage users' rights, that's within the control plane. That runs within our environment. But by us having components running closer to the data, and also residing in the same environment where the data consumers are going to be working, it just makes it easier for the various access controls and things like that. So we split how the environment's deployed, but it doesn't have any implications on performance and all that. You still get all the incredible performance you would get from a traditional Denodo deployment. And that this isn't unlike models that other vendors deploy also with that control plane and execution plane. And then the last thing as far as the delta, and I already mentioned this once, if not twice, is the consumption-based model. So now you only pay for what you use type of scenario. So I would say that those four points are probably the differences between your traditional Denodo deployment and an Agora deployment.
Very well said. Thanks for sharing, Kevin. So, like, I mean, this is very exciting, right? From, you know, like computing to storage to networking to data security. It's basically an end-to-end management, data management system for the customer. So when you say data, resides in their own environment and execution is on their own environment, but the management is on our side, can you discuss about this a little bit more?
Sure. So as I mentioned, what happens is the customers decide how they want to use it. They understand their volume. So they'll say, how many instances they want to run to make sure it can handle the workload. They can even define rules on, when to scale up or scale down, things like that. And then we automatically manage and maintain that environment for them. So we'll deploy it with inside of their cloud environment, their AWS environment at this point. And what happens is we'll monitor for availability. If something comes down, we'll spin up a new instance. All the different things that your operations team would normally handle, we're taking care of for the user. But we don't necessarily, that control stops at managing the environment. They still maintain full control over the data. We have no access to the data. They define the different user roles, rights, and all of that. So they can control all of those aspects to it. And we just basically make sure the environment that they've requested is always available for their use when they need it.
Thanks for explaining. So my final question on this topic today is, what's the best way for interested businesses to get started with Agora?
Sure. So let me start by saying right now Agora is on the AWS platform. And what users can do is they can go directly to the AWS marketplace and either start a free trial or start with a pay-as-you-go type of use. They can also come to the Denodo site and the same type of scenario. They can start a free trial. The trials operate the same either place where you start them. What we do is, I mentioned it's a pay-for-use. What we do is we provide 500 credits to the system. It should allow you to run an Enterprise Plus deployment for approximately a month and see the full value of it and stuff like that. But you burn down the usage of those credits and they expire after 30 days and that's your trial. We have a few ways you can go about licensing the software as well or purchasing those credits. On the marketplace or from the Denodo site, you can do a pay-as-you-go. And basically what that'll do is from the marketplace, you'll basically be billed for any of those credits that you use at the end of the month. But what you can do is you can do a prepaid plan where you commit to purchasing X number of credits and you determine how many those are, and your Denodo representative can help you determine that. And by committing to a set number of credits up front, what we can do is we can discount that, and there's a sliding scale discount for the more you commit to, the cheaper that you get the credits for. And it allows you to, again, work with your Denodo representative to identify what the environment is you'll be deploying into, what your needs are, what your peak loads might be, and that type of stuff. And they'll identify how many credits you can use or should pre-purchase. And you can do that directly contracting with Denodo, or as a private offer on the marketplace again. So we're working closely with AWS on that. We do have plans to deploy it for other cloud platforms in the future. So in the near future, we'll be offering it for other services such as Azure or Google and those type. But that's the model and how it works. So the easiest thing, if someone wanted to get started, is to start a free trial, either on the Denodo site or directly from your Amazon account in the marketplace. And you're gonna see the value you get from the platform. We also have a number of different resources that can help you get up and running quickly. So if you go to the Agora page on the Denodo site, and there's a getting started link that'll bring you to the getting started page, and you can click one of those paths that I mentioned. But if you scroll down a little, there's resources that'll bring you to how-to videos, documentation, a community where you can ask questions and collaborate with others using the platform. So there really is a lot of resources that'll help people get up and running quickly to prove out what they're looking to do. And of course, what I would always recommend is we have a lot of really helpful, really skilled subject matter experts that work with clients all the time. So they can really help jumpstart what your thoughts are and how best to address what challenges you might face. So I would recommend reaching out to Denodo if you already have your contacts and talk to one of our subject matter experts. Most of them have been doing this for years and worked with dozens and dozens of customers, helping them get over many of their data challenges, and they'd be more than happy to help you as well, the listener. So that's my recommendation on where to get started and how best to proceed if this is of interest to you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Kevin, for breaking down and simplifying the various benefits of Agora, its role in enabling flexible data solutions, and how it's unlocking new growth potential for businesses, and also for letting our listeners know, how to get started with Agora. I want to urge our listeners to check out Agora, Denodo's latest, newest cloud service to unlock business compliance, scalability, and agility. Now, before we wrap up, Kevin, I have a short Q&A round in store for you. So are you ready?
I am.
Perfect. So what's a professional milestone or a personal highlight from this past year that stands out for you?
Good one. Let's see. I guess on a personal note, I had a daughter graduate high school, go on to college, and I have three in college and one at home, not quite the empty nester yet. But it's great to see, and I'm sure the listeners who've experienced this, it's great to see as the kids mature and move on and things like that. So I would say that from a personal standpoint is, I guess a big milestone for me. Three in college, doing well, knock on wood. So I think that would be my highlight over the last year.
Wonderful. My final question for the day is, if you could explore any emerging technology with a top expert, which technology would you choose and why?
I think I think the obvious these days would be something around like generative AI, but I'm going to say, you know, let's try to be a little bit different than that. I do a lot of work with that, being, you know, with my role here at Denodo. So I'll maybe pick something interesting, a little bit more interesting. I am really fascinated, and I always have been fascinated with space travel. And with the various companies, you know, private companies now offering space travel, starting to offer, even private trips, it's really, we're at a new beginning of the whole space age. You know, in the past, it's always been, you know, countries making initiatives, and now it's private corporations. So I would love to, you know, just even work and understand, you know, how these companies are going about doing that and doing what, you know, was unachievable by many governments for years. And now it seems like, you know, there's a handful of companies that seem to be somewhat competitive in the space now. And it's going to be really interesting to see where that market goes. So I guess, you know, working with some of the people in those different ventures, just to really see what they're doing there. And even traveling into space would be incredible. But, you know, that might be a little too much to ask for. But just working with some of those people innovating on that front would be interesting, just to make it something a little bit outside of the, you know, software and data and analytics space.
Definitely, definitely. Wonderful answers there. Thank you so much, Kevin, for sharing these fun answers today and for sharing these valuable insights into Agora and its transformative role in cloud-based data solutions. And a quick message to our listeners, if you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to denodo.com/podcast to find out more resources on all things data.